Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Pride and Pina Coladas by Melanie Summers. Narrated by Esther Wayne and Matthew Lloyd Davies. Paradise Bay, all-inclusive resort. Enjoy our pristine white sand beaches caressed by crystal-clear waters. Relax in our newly renovated luxurious rooms, decorated in soft, muted tones for an elegant design. Enjoy a whole array of fun activities and excursions, or just lay by one of our five pools and soak up the sun. Paradise Bay Resort sits on a 12-acre property, nestled along the calm, protected south shore of Santa Valentina, so the water is always warm and inviting. Surrounded on three sides by jungle, the resort enjoys the ultimate in privacy, including our 500 feet of exclusive beach, yours to explore uninterrupted. Our 274 rooms have spectacular views of the ocean, our lush tropical gardens, or the stunning emerald green jungle, so you'll wake each morning with a smile. Immerse yourself in the relaxed pace of the Benavente Islands as you stroll through the beautiful gardens on your way to one of our seven à la carte restaurants. Treat yourself to a soothing, rejuvenating spa treatment, customised to your personal needs. Spend a day snorkelling along the bay or take one of our signature catamaran trips to our private island, Playa Blanca Cay. Dive into the culture of the Benavente Islands with salsa classes, a pottery workshop with one of our local artisans, or try the Caribbean-inspired dishes at one of our exclusive restaurants. Live the magic of the Caribbean nights with a delicious cocktail in one of our bars, or enjoy an evening show, then let yourself go to the local rhythm and dance the night away at our open-air nightclub. Your authentic Caribbean escape is waiting for you at Paradise Bay. Book today and get 15% off, or enjoy three free spa services. The Island of Eden, presented by Paradise Bay, all-inclusive resort. Imagine having a tropical island all to yourself. Just you and the one you love on the ultimate getaway from the world. A true escape, complete with a crystal-clear waterfall-fed natural pool, ripe, fresh, organic fruit plucked from trees on the island, and authentic Caribbean cuisine prepared by your own master chef, there to serve your every culinary desire. Our signature luxurious yet rustic diamond villa marries attention to detail with comfort, bringing the lush tropical rainforest to you through a wall of floor-to-ceiling windows. The living space has a stunning lagoon view, while the bedroom overlooks the tranquil valley below. Relax in our completely self-sufficient, solar-powered bungalow, tastefully decorated using sustainable wood and hand-hewn furniture. Be at one with nature. Be at one with each other. On the Island of Eden. All for only $24,449 per couple per night. Opening soon. Call now to book your stay. Brought to you by Paradise Bay All-Inclusive Resort, Benavente Islands, South Caribbean. You're invited to the 2022 World Bartending Championship Mixer, an evening of music, cocktails and mingling. Friday, September the 29th, 2022, 6 p.m, Building C, poolside. Hosted by the Paradise Bay Resort, Extreme TV and Rojas Rum. 1. Martinis and mums with ulterior motives. Nora Cooper, San Felipe, Santa Valentina Island. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single woman with no romantic attachments must be in want of advice. However little known the feelings or views of such a woman may be when she first enters her auntie's house, this truth is so well fixed in the minds of her relatives that her non-existent love life is considered the rightful property of her entire family. At least that's how it is in my family, anyway. Aunt Beth is about to prove it before I can even get my sandals off. In fact, if my sister Kat had ridden over to the party with me, we'd have made a bet in the car about the first thing that would be said to me upon entering Aunt Beth and Uncle Dan's house. Kat, who's much kinder in her opinion of human nature than me, would say that someone will tell me how nice I look in this dress. I'd go double or nothing that I'll be grilled about my dating status straight out of the gate, and that it'll be at least an hour before anyone mentions my appearance. As I've lost 15 pounds since the last time I saw the extended family, making that bet is a testament to my lack of faith in humanity. I'm a bit of a sceptic, but years in the service industry tends to do that to a person, whereas my sister has yet to join the workforce in any capacity. She'll learn. Not tonight, when I'm immediately asked if I have a boyfriend yet, but someday. Honestly, I hate how much focus the world puts on love and marriage. I have so many more interesting things to discuss than bagging a man, which I have no intention of doing. Swiped right, got the dick pics, and I'm done with dating, thanks. For example, my career. There's a huge event happening at work, and when I tell them about it, maybe, if I'm really lucky, they'll be impressed enough to forget all about my relationship status for a few months. Okay, minutes, but it would be the most exquisite few minutes of my life. When I walk into the house, the party is already in full swing. The scent of perfumes and aftershaves fills the air, and multiple conversations compete with the sounds of Simon and Garfunkel's Cecilia. "Nora, my dear," Auntie Beth says, her martini sloshing on the hardwood as she makes a beeline for me. "Are you seeing anyone lately?" She mops up the liquid with her stocking-clad foot, smiles at me and adjusts the birthday girl tiara on her head. I don't even bother to open my mouth, because if there's one thing Aunt Beth won't do, it's wait for an answer. Yanking the toothpick out of her drink, she aims her olives at me, spraying me with gin and vermouth. "Because if you aren't, have I got a young man for you?" Of course she does. "My insurance broker, Bill. 2 kids, so you know he can make 'em. Recently divorced, so he's ripe for the picking," Beth says, her voice loud. Wow, tempting. This time I do open my mouth, only to be interrupted by her husband, Uncle Dan. "I hope you don't mean Bill Larkin," he calls across the crowded living room, which stops everyone mid-conversation. Spinning around, Beth loses the last half of her drink to the potted palm next to her. "What's so wrong with Bill?" "He's too old for Nora." "Nora's not exactly a spring chicken," she whisper yells. I'm 28, a fact that for no good reason is causing my cheeks to run hot at the moment. Uncle Bill counters with, "He's going bald, for Christ's sake." Swatting her free hand in his direction, she turns back to me. "Never mind that. Bill's mum told me he's saving up for hair plugs, so you want to get in there now. Competition is going to be a lot stiffer after." She offers me a wink, then lifts her glass to her lips, only to appear mystified to find it empty. "Right, well, thanks for the heads up," I tell her, turning so she can get a better look at my new physique. Nope. She's maintaining eye contact. Sort of. She's also swaying a little at the same time. "I'll just take my shoes off and grab a drink while I think it over." I slide out of my sandals, hand her the bouquet of pink roses I picked up on the way over, and give her a kiss on the cheek. "Happy birthday, by the way. You look lovely." "Thanks. I always thought 60 was so old, but now that I'm here, I'm just thrilled to have all that other stuff over with." "What stuff?" I ask, following her to the kitchen. "You know, everything that happens before menopause." "Life? Finding a man, getting him to propose, having babies, raising them?" "Oh, you mean all the stuff you've been trying to talk me into doing?" We stop in front of an impressive assortment of booze on the counter. Aunt Beth bursts into a loud laugh, clutching my arm with one hand. "Oh, you, with the witty remarks all the time. I told Bill you'll be the type to keep him on his toes."
"And what did he say?"
"I can't remember, but I'm sure it was positive," she says, free-pouring gin into the steel shaker. Martini? Thank you, no, I say, recalling the one time I took her up on that offer and woke up face down on a bench in their sunroom the next morning. I think I'll stick with wine tonight. More for me, she says, dancing shoulders-only style. Nora, there you are, my mum calls, making her way through the crowded room. I hope you're not letting Beth talk you into a martini. You do remember the last time you said yes? I don't remember. I give her a kiss on each cheek, which is why I just said no. Good girl. Mum and her sister couldn't be more different. For every drink Beth has had in her life, my mother has said two prayers. She and Dad have dedicated their lives to service and are pastors at the Benevente Unity Church. Uncle Dan is a plastic surgeon, so Aunt Beth dedicated her life to having services done, like weekly massages and facials. Mum points at the bright orange liquid in the punch bowl on the table. I made a non-alcoholic drink for those of us who want to wake up feeling good tomorrow morning. I briefly consider pouring a glass and adding a hefty serving of vodka, but decide to go with the wine. Fewer calories for the same buzz. I'm allowing myself one glass of gin. I pluck a wine glass off the tray and inch my way towards the open bottles of wine, but Beth blocks me in her effort to retrieve more olives for her drink. That's fine. I'll wait. Did Kat come with you and Dad? Mum's smile drops. She said she was coming with you. Uh-oh. Kat is my parents' late-in-life baby. I was 9 when she came along. Up until then, I was a perfectly happy only child. But after nearly a decade, Mum prayed her into existence. At least that's how she explained the birds and the bees to me when I was 11. Imagine my fear the next time we went to church. Anyway, Kat has been the source of my mother's wrinkles since the moment she took her first step. She's always finding creative new ways of stirring the pot. As much as I loathe the whole hookup thing society's got going on these days, Kat loves it. She swiped right on so many guys, it's a wonder she doesn't have carpal tunnel in her index finger. Not that my parents know about that, mind you. I don't dare say a word, because it would literally give my mother a heart attack. Kat's latest coup, that they know about, has been to extend her gap year into 2, putting off university yet again. Mum is beside herself, but Dad keeps insisting his little girl just needs more time to grow up, after having been coddled by us her entire life, as if he's not the biggest offender. I'm sure she'll be here right away, I say, even though I'm guessing she's dancing on a speaker at the Turtle's Head pub by now. She makes a grunting sound but says nothing else on the topic, clearly not wanting the rest of her judgy family to overhear. My second attempt at getting some wine is blocked by a neighbour of Dan and Beth's, who swoops in and plucks the bottle of Zinfandel off the counter, then walks away with it. I decide to go with the red, except when I pick it up, it's only the nasty bits at the bottom that drip down into my glass. Setting it down, I turn to Mum and Aunt Beth. Say, I have some news. Really? Mum asks. The resort is hosting the World Bartending Championships, and Harrison and Libby have asked me to coordinate it. I feel a swell of pride. It's going to be televised around the globe, and it'll be incredible advertising for Paradise Bay. Well, for the Benevente Islands as a whole, actually. Normally, I wouldn't brag like this, but with family, I figure it's okay. Also, because I never seem to impress them no matter what I do, when I have the opportunity, I'm not letting it slip by. Mum and her sister wear matching eyes-glazing-over expressions. That's nice, dear. Very. What a lot of fun for you, Beth says, lifting her glass to her lips. Oh, bartenders have a certain je ne sais quoi, don't they? Maybe you'll find love. If you and Bill don't get on, that is. Wink, wink. A bartender? Mum asks, her voice becoming rather shrill. No, thank you. Not for my little girl. What's wrong with bartenders? Beth asks. Before Mum can answer, she adds, If you think about it, what they do isn't all that different than what you do, Laurie. You're both dedicated to serving others, and you both wind up listening to people complain about their lives. It is hardly the same thing, Beth, Mum tells her. I bet these world champion ones make good money. She turns to me. Do they, Nora? I have no idea. There must be a big prize, she says. Then, turning in the direction of the living room, she shouts, Dan, how much do world champion bartenders make? He stops demonstrating his golf swing for a group of my male relations and rolls his eyes at her. How on earth would I know that? And in case you didn't notice, I'm in the middle of a conversation, Beth. Ballpark it, she orders. Why? Because Nora here is going to be hosting the World Bartending Championships, and I want to know if she should try to marry one of them. Oh, really? He asks me, looking slightly impressed. The resort is hosting the event, but as the event's coordinator... I shrug modestly, even though it really is massive that my bosses are letting me take the lead on this. Technically, I'm not the event's coordinator. I'm one of the event's coordinators. There are two of us, me and Oakley Knowles. No relation to the great Queen Bee. We pretty much can't stand each other, to be honest. On my part, it's because she's a conniving bitch who's always trying to steal the best events out from under me. I have no idea why she hates me, though. Maybe because I'm better at the job than her, and therefore Libby and Harrison trust me most. My dad, who was tied up with long-winded Uncle Nestor this whole time, finally breaks free and walks over to me. That sounds like a huge deal, Birdie. That's his nickname for me. Embarrassing in certain situations, but I still love it. I beam. If all goes well, we expect to be hosting a lot more events, which will mean hiring more coordinators and selecting one of us to be the senior events manager. Are they considering you for that position? Mum asks. I can't say for sure, but I think it's a good sign they've asked me to take the lead on this one. Well done, you, Dad says, grinning at me. I shouldn't count my chickens just yet. The film crew from the network shows up next week. Then the contestants. It'll be like coordinating several events all at once. Very complicated, logistics-wise. You're going to be so busy, Mum says. Stay with us. That way you won't have to worry about cooking for yourself. Thanks, Mum, but I'll be fine. Please, you're wasting away to nothing, Dad says, dropping a kiss on my temple. Hint, hint, Beth? I've lost 15 freaking pounds! Beth narrows her eyes at me. Film crew? Now that might be a job more to your mum's liking. Directors make good cash, don't they, Gary?
I'd say so, Dad answers. But my Birdie is too busy for men. She's a career woman. Nonsense, Mum tells him. It's not like she's working on the cure for cancer or something.
Ooh, or the cure for a hangover, Beth adds, glancing at me. Now that would be important.
Mum purses her lips. I'd say that's a case of an ounce of prevention.
Oh, shush you, it's my birthday.
Beth lifts her glass again, tipping it all the way back.
When nary a drop comes out, she lowers it and makes a little grunting sound. So, Nora, with this big event happening, I'm guessing you'll need to bring on some new staff, Mum says.
Nope, not doing it. Dad's eyes light up.
Cat would be terrific for that type of thing.
I don't think so. I really won't have time to train someone right now.
She could be an intern, Dad suggests.
An unpaid intern, Nora, Mum adds, sweetening the pot.
Please, she really needs some responsibility in her life. Oh, God, why is there no more wine? Maybe she could, I don't know, become a dog walker or something?
Mum's eyebrows knit together. Nora, your sister needs a hand in life. She's not like you.
She's hardly disadvantaged, I answer. You know what I mean. You were born responsible. She's going to have to learn it. Besides, she could really use a boost as far as her self-esteem goes.
If there's one thing Kat doesn't need, it's an ego boost. She's the most confident 19-year-old in the world.
Yes, well, as far as I know, we don't have any positions open,
unpaid or not. But check for us, will you? Dad asks, wrapping his arm around Mum's shoulder. Your mother needs to know Kat won't be on our couch watching reality TV the rest of her life. She nods. I do. I really need that.
Well, put your foot down and tell her to find a job then, I say.
She's tried, Mum says, looking suddenly forlorn. But because she's got no experience, no one will hire her, and the older she gets without experience, the more of a red flag it is for potential employers. As it should be. Please, Birdie. For me? Dad asks, pulling his sad face.
All right, I'll ask when I get to work on Monday, I say, deciding I'll check on openings in housekeeping. But chances are not good, so don't get your hopes up.
We won't, Mum says, even though the look in her eyes says she has her hopes way, way up. Uncle Dan makes his way over to pour himself a whiskey.
Say, Nora, you look like you've lost weight.
Finally. Thank you. I have, actually.
He looks me up and down.
Well, you better stop. Your bosoms have basically disappeared.
Beth leans down so her eyes are level with my chest.
He's right, you know. You won't find a man if you don't have anything to grab onto.
Jesus wept, Mum says. They're not handles. Dan wrinkles his nose as if she's just said the stupidest thing he's ever heard.
They make the most lovely handles of all. When they're there, of course.
Okay, I'm done. Time to go home for tea and Bridgerton. Mike the Moose, TikTok video. A 20-something beefy blonde in a tuxedo holds up a trophy and grins at the camera.
Hey, everybody, it's your favourite Canadian bartender, Mike the Moose, coming to you live from Montreal, where I have just beat out 9 other incredible competitors in the North American Bartending Championships.
He kisses the trophy, then hollers,
Whoa! Yeah!
Mike closes his eyes and calms his voice.
I'm so humbled to have beat such talented barkeeps. I want to thank all you guys out there for believing in me and following my journey this year. Whoa! I did it!
The moose resumes yelling, then lowers his voice again. For the 3rd time in a row, I'll be heading to the World Bartending Championships. And more shouting.
Yeah! I'm going to the Beneventes, baby! Watch out, because the moose will be loose in the Caribbean!
To-do list. Home version. Find Kat a job anywhere but at the resort. Laundry. Groceries. Clean out bathroom drawers. Water plants. Google what that white stuff is on top of the soil in fern pot.
2. Scandals, solutions, and stubborn men. Thea Rojas, Nassau, the Bahamas.
Welcome to Business World Weekly. I'm your host, Barry Butler, and tonight we take a deep dive into exactly what is going on at Meta this quarter. The handsome suit-clad newscaster smiles at the camera. But first, will a Hollywood superstar's misstep bring down liquor giant Rojas Rum? Some say yes. Here with a detailed report is Candy Higgs.
Thank you, Barry. It's not only one of the oldest liquor companies in the Caribbean, but it's also one of the largest family-owned corporations on Earth. I'm talking, of course, about Rojas Rum. The company was started in 1852 in Havana, Cuba, by Alvaro Bembe Rojas, a man with a dream of becoming one of Cuba's best names in the business. He started with one small distillery, and over the past 170 years, he and his family have turned Rojas Rum into one of the best-known, best-selling liquor brands on the planet, with over 200 premium spirits on their shelf. The company is run by Theo Bembe Rojas, the great-great-great-grandson of Alvaro Bembe Rojas, and employs over 8,000 people in more than 160 countries. Rojas Rum made headlines last year when they partnered with James Prescott, known to most people as Matalix from the famed Clash of Crowns series. For a new venture, Rojas Emerald Gin. Unfortunately, that partnership came to a swift end 3 months ago when James Prescott was arrested for driving while under the influence.
The feed cuts to video footage of James Prescott attempting to walk the line on a road while giggling, stumbling, and swearing, all the while holding a bottle of Rojas rum. The scene ends with James lying on the street shouting, "Leave me alone, God! Leave me alone with my Rojas rum." When the camera cuts back to Candy, she's wincing visibly.
The incident landed Mr. Prescott in rehab for the past 12 weeks and turned the Rojas brand into a meme that caught on like wildfire. Merchandise popped up around the globe featuring the words, "Rojas rum, when you're done with God for good." Despite the fact that the memes and merchandise were not authorized in any way by Rojas, it sparked protests in front of Rojas distilleries in over 26 countries, the largest of which were held at the headquarters in Nassau, where dozens of windows were smashed and the building was vandalized.
The feed cuts to footage of hundreds of protesters chanting, "We'll never be done with God! We'll never be done with God!" The sound on the footage ends, but scenes of people throwing bricks at the large building continue as Candy says,
"Sales all over the world plummeted, and Rojas had their worst quarter in history. Swift action on the part of Theo Rojas seemed to be righting the ship, but with James Prescott being released from the facility to start his trial for driving under the influence, it appears a resurgence of the bad press is already underway. Will the Rojas family survive this latest chapter of the biggest scandal in their history, or will James Prescott bring the rum giant to its knees?"
"Such a shame, really," Barry says as the camera pulls back to include him in the shot. "I used to love their dark rum. After a long day on set, pop some ice in the glass and... But now..." He shakes his head. Candy nods.
"I know what you mean. I just can't bring myself to buy their stuff. Feels weird."
"Up next is the world ready to go meta." Barry stares directly into the camera, and then a commercial for Bud Light Hard Soda starts. "Merda." I shut the television off and lean back in my chair, tapping my fingers restlessly on my Linium Vitae desk. After 12 long weeks of sleepless nights, working until well after 2 in the morning most days, and calling in every favor my family was owed, and there were a lot of them, we're going to end up back where we started. I've managed to avoid layoffs and closures in our distilleries and warehouses, but another massive drop in sales means I'm going to have some awful decisions to make. Come Monday, when I'm sitting at the table with the board of directors, I better have a solid plan in place, or I'm going to face a vote of no confidence. Screw it, I'm going home. I'm done, for today at least. I need a long dip in the pool, followed by a cold drink and a soak in the hot tub. Tomorrow I can start over in my quest for a way to scrub the steaming turd that is James Prescott from our company's reputation. I power down my computer and gather my things, hoping to find the office empty when I open my door. The last thing I want is to have to put on a cocky smile and pretend I'm not worried. I need to be alone, which in my case is not an easy feat. I live at our family's seaside estate, a massive 26-bedroom house with far too much staff for my liking, all of whom will have seen today's news. My idiot brother Marcos also lives there. He's the cause of our current dilemma, having convinced me to let his good buddy James become the shit-faced face of our brand. We often go weeks without seeing each other, which is odd since we live and work together. Well, I work. Marcos has an office here on the executive floor that sits empty, as he's usually off somewhere in the world, following the roving party of trust fund babies. I grunt, anger searing my veins when I think of my little brother. Irresponsible, reckless,
a total burden on me ever since our father died and passed the reins and responsibilities onto my shoulders. It's been a long 6 years. And even though I'm only 36 to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?